I don't know what you guys are dealing with, but it's
here we go
here in Southern California.
Yeah.
Are you guys let's see, sunshine yesterday. We have Texas. We have Detroit. We have Indiana, and then we have Southern California.
It's probably better there than it is anywhere else. It's 38 degrees here today.
I don't really get Texas at this point. I feel like Texas is starting to go in reverse. Like, you guys get, like, hurricanes. Do you remember a couple years ago when you guys had a cold front and a bunch of people died just because they didn't know how to handle cold
weather? Power grid was screwed.
The grid shut down and just freezing rain every day. It's like the apocalypse in here.
What I didn't get is, why didn't people just put some blankets on?
We don't own blankets. It's 120 degrees down here. We sleep naked without blankets.
It's just one of those kind of things where I got really confused. It was kind of like the hike that Dylan and Ryan went on, and they ended up getting a heat stroke. Yeah. Alex, how was your Christmas?
It was the most chill Christmas ever. I was looking at stories of last year when I went to Detroit, and I just partied my ass off and hung out with tons of friends and got lost in Detroit and woke up on the floor. But this Christmas, it was just very simple, hung out with family, nothing crazy.
Sounds very peaceful. Caleb?
Yeah. It was good. I actually was over at my buddy Luke's family's almost pretty much all day, just hanging out with his family and the kids and just kind of being around people instead of being by myself and my cat.
Dude, I started out my day going over to my friend's house, and I walk in the front door. I'm like, hey, how's everybody? And his wife was just like, and their cat had got ate in the backyard that morning by a bunch of coyotes, like ripped to shreds, guts everywhere, like the heart, the liver, everything was all separated on the back lawn, just like sitting there. And the kids are jumping around, not knowing what's going on. And she's trying to pick it all up before they notice because they're opening up their gifts. But it was one of these kind of moments where I was like, whoa.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I know. It was a heavy way to start the day. What about you, Ryan? What'd you end up doing?
I went over to my parents' house. We ate some Portillo's. That was the day before Christmas Eve, on Christmas Eve. And then did steak cookout on Christmas Day. Got to see the meat.
Can she's doing explain good. To me the whole Portillo's thing?
Portillo's burgers and beef sandwiches. It's Italian beef sandwiches. And they got hot dogs, Chicago style hot dogs. Good.
Yeah, but it's like your guy's thing. Like, you know how California's In-N-Out burger? Yeah. I would say Portillo's is maybe a point or two. Like, let's just say McDonald's, and I'm a McDonald's guy. Let's say McDonald's is like a six, an average six. Like, it's passable. Like, when you get drunk, like, it's the girl you'll take home when there's not a lot of other options. it's a six. I think Portillo's is not maybe like a 6.2.
Have you ever eaten there, though?
Yeah, I've had it. That's why I'm judging it. It's not like
Did you get the burger? Did you get the
dog.
Chocolate cake sandwich?
I got the chocolate cake. I got the chocolate cake shake, and then I got the special dog. You know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Look, there's
Wad Zombie coming in saying, "I've heard that they've gotten worse since opening more locations." I went to the one like downtown Chicago, where I think is like the epicenter of Portillo's. I haven't quite figured it out. If McDonald's is six, I have to reevaluate everything that Hunter's told me about Builder. I don't really get what that means.
Means he's saying that how could you give McDonald's a six?
Well, let's just be honest. Like, okay, let's just get into the weeds in this conversation. Get it out of the way. Because if you're going to bring Builder on the table, now I'm pissed. Let's just say, like, what's... from the top down, Caleb, look, what is your like go-to best meal if you're going to have like the best night of your life restaurant experience?
Like fast food or like restaurant food?
Anything. Restaurant experience. We're talking about just food. It's like
restaurant
it's your deathbed.
I'm going with a big ribeye. with a baked potato.
Is there a specific restaurant?
There's not a specific restaurant. I would say if I had to choose a specific steak restaurant for a good steak, I mean, I don't go to many out here, but Saltgrass has been one that I found that has really good steaks.
Would you say there's a noticeable difference between Saltgrass and TGI Fridays?
Significantly. One's microwave, okay. One's not.
That's the point that I'm trying to make.
Yeah.
Anybody, like, I mean, like, same with you. Like, is there any kind of, like, there's always, there's, like, the generic get-through microwavable meal. Like, it'd be, like, the difference between you putting in, what is it called, a cup of noodles into the microwave and turning it on. Like, it's passable. We all do it. And then there's, like, hey, mom made chicken soup, chicken noodle soup, which is, like, in a crock pot, and it's really good.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I just my opinion. And Portillo's, like, it's a hot dog chain. And the shake's pretty good.
Yeah, I wouldn't get, like, hot dogs there. I mean, yeah, they do have the hot dogs, but I'd go after the big beef sandwich, extra gravy, hot peppers.
You know what fast food chain freaks me the flip out is Arby's. Like, who eats at Arby's? That's cereal fries for
so good. I just had this conversation the other day with someone. I was like, who funds this place? You go by, there's never anyone in the parking lot. Like,
I swear to God. All this child trafficking stuff they talk about, I think they literally are selling them to Arby's and then making sandwiches out of them. Because I don't know who eats at Arby's. I don't know where the meat comes from. It freaks me out. Like, I won't go anywhere near it. They could be like, hey, there's $1 million in every Arby's sandwich. You just have to finish it. Wouldn't touch it.
No, I'll stay broke.
I think that the fries are keeping it upheld.
You can't go wrong. You guys all, like, really hungover and tired. I've never seen such a quiet bunch of men on a Tuesday morning.
No, I've only had one cup of coffee.
Did you guys party hard during
Jet Fuel coffee?
Did you guys party hard this week?
Not at all.
No.
I partied hard,
I wish.
But I'm still awake. We're good.
I had 3 drinks 2 nights ago. We went out to a steakhouse. We did it. And then I ended up waking up. I fell asleep on the couch at 9. I woke up at midnight thinking that I had been basically poisoned. And then I woke up the next morning and I was planning on having a casual day. And I'm pretty proud of this. I was biking home. I biked down to my friend's house to go see that dead cat. And then all of a sudden on the way back, I was like, you know what? Someone's been holding the record to my mountain for the past handful of years, and I just can't do this anymore. I can't let this happen. And I went and I set the record.
30 seconds, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And whoever that guy was a freak, dude. I was holding 369 watts for 25 minutes. Like, my rib in my lower back right popped out. I was breathing so hard. And I don't know where that guy is, but that guy's a monster.
Where did this segment start and where did it finish in relation to your road?
It's the segment, like, I'll just show you on my phone. But it's the segment, literally, if you pull off PCH, it's just straight to the top of my house. So when you get to my house, there's the fork in the road where you can go around the bend on the other side, or you can turn right and go towards my place. You just pedal straight to the top. And
so it's from PCH all the way up to your house?
Yeah. It's this one right here. See that line? Like, you can just see it goes right from the ocean all the way up, and it's 5.2 miles and 1,500 feet. And it
1,500 feet and 5 miles. Damn.
It crushed me. But it was the kind of thing where I recovered right afterwards. I ate a pint of ice cream, laid down on the couch, fell asleep, and then I was in the gym like 2 hours later, crushing it.
It wasn't Ben and Jerry's ice cream, was it?
Never.
What? What's the beef with Ben and Jerry's?
Ben and Jerry's is like all these other piece of shit virtue signaling companies. Like, I have a bunch of my own views, but I don't blast it all over our company's pages. I let people come to our company to come learn about training, learn about nutrition. During the 4th of July, you know, I don't know the exact thing, but they were like, hey, guys, happy 4th of July, everybody. Hope you enjoy the fireworks. But let's be honest. this is stolen land from the Native Americans. We need to give it back to the people who rightfully own it. And it was just like, it was really weird. It was just like this, like, just like someone who was just like sitting at the table and like goes on a drunk rant. It was one of those kind of moments. Like somebody had, like, you remember when Rosie O'Donnell was on her phone on Ambien one night? She's like, black people are monkeys. Like, it was like one of those kind of things where it was like, what did you just say?
Yeah, like, they're the weird uncle. Weird Uncle Ben and Jerry.
Yeah, I'm like, you guys sell fucking ice cream. And like, I don't really have any problem with Bud Light, but when Bud Light, it was like, we're turning our back on all the fraternity bros and we're trying to find a new wave. I was like, hey, listen, bitch. All that money that I had to my name, I was spending on your beer. Now that you're turning your back on me because you guys think you're better than us, I was like, I will never drink Bud Light again. And I also don't touch Ben and Jerry's. And I'm fucking pumped. Ben and Jerry's, like, supposedly the parent company went down like $2 billion in value that week. And I hope they fucking suffer.
It's not even that good, though. That's the thing. It's not creamy.
We've all been there where we've smoked a ton of weed and we've had a ton of Ben and Jerry's and it just holds a place in our heart. I used to play Halo on the weekend.
In Texas, we do Bluebell.
Yeah.
Caleb knows.
Yeah. Bluebell is great down here. You can't find it up in the mountains, though.
No. But I mean, honestly, though, like, I don't even eat Bluebell anymore. I'm not big on ice cream. I'm more of a cookie dude. You give me like a bakery cookie and I will put down two or three of those with a whole with a glass of whole milk and I'm good to go. I'd rather have that than ice cream any day.
See, but imagine like the nostalgic cookie place that you went to growing up all of a sudden decided to put something like lay the hammer down like that.
Yeah, I know. I'd be like, all right, fuck it. I'll just mimic this recipe at home.
I'd put rocks through the windows. I'm really at the point now where it's like everybody's just got to chill the fuck out and stop fighting each other.
Yeah. And that's the problem. There's no identity.
Yeah, and everyone's just got to create some kind of reason, like, screw you, you're a bitch. And I won't touch any of that stuff. Ben & Jerry's dead to me. I actually buy Ben & Jerry's, and then I set it on fire in the parking lot.
You set fire on ice cream?
Hell yeah, dude.
Just leave it out in the
that's
hot Texas
point that I'm trying to make.
Sun and just let it melt.
Yeah, just come back to Austin for a summer, Hunter. Just leave all the Ben and Jerry's outside.
Yeah, just leave it out there. Shit will be done in 15 minutes.
Austin's another one of those cities that I probably won't go back to very much anymore. Austin's like Venice Beach without the beach.
Austin's a party city.
I didn't even have that good of a party time.
Well,
actually,
you were dying when you came to Austin last.
From what?
For the starvation training camp, me, you, and Kyle.
Oh yeah, dude, that
I was so
awful.
Pissed I didn't make it up there for that. I was. So
I really. I did it because Kyle has come out here so many times, and like if you guys invited me and you've been coming out here, I would do the same thing for you. I would extend you guys the same kind of love and grace. But it was stupid. It was such a bad idea just to prove a point that he didn't want to get on a flight, and we had the most miserable training camp. I mean, I think it definitely helped out with our results eventually, but.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I used to there's been so many races here where especially back in the day when there would be more, you know, races and like when South Beach used to have their triathlon. It was amazing. It was in April. And I had a bunch of friends that lived in New York. Well, I'd always come back home, do a few weeks here in the heat and then go to Miami. And people were like, it's so hot. I'm like, this shit is cake. 90 degrees. I'm like, dude, this is spring, baby.
I like it. If I could move anywhere when I retire, it's probably gonna be Miami. I won't even own a house. I'll just have a boat slip and suitcases full of cocaine. I just think that. Yeah, dude. Can you imagine having a cigarette boat and you just have all you have is a sleeping bag in the back. You just sleep on it. A fishing rod so you can get your food.
Camo slip that as soon as it's the emergency deploy when the Coast Guard starts flying over and it covers the whole boat so they can't see it from up above.
They have those?
Yeah. Do you ever see what those dudes do?
Have you guys?
It's like an emergency parachute. It just covers the whole boat so it blends in with the water.
But dude, you tell me that the Coast Guard doesn't have just like those heat lenses that they put over things?
Yeah, no, they if I'm not mistaken, they have different ones that like help disperse heat and shit too. Like it's nuts how much money they throw into all that shit. And now they have their own little submarines that they build and they run them underwater. They don't even do it on top anymore.
Have you guys seen the movie Beach Bum with Matthew McConaughey?
Yeah.
Such a good
it's
movie.
It's based on a true dude. It's a true event.
That's the life I want.
Losing his mind because there's no surf.
That literally right there is the lifestyle I want to live. If I can check out after everything, God, that'd be good.
Yeah. It's my buddy. What's the name called?
If you haven't seen Beach Bum, dude, it's like a 10 out of 10 lifestyle film.
I thought it was called like Surf Bum or.
No, Beach Bum. It's with Matthew McConaughey, and basically he was like a famous poet. I don't know if it's a true story or not, but he's a famous poet, becomes a degenerate, and he's just like drinking and sleeping with everybody, doing tons of drugs, but he's a genius, so everyone kind of puts up with him. And the extension is just like it's out of this world. Like it's such a crazy lifestyle. You're like, there's no way this guy's going to keep on making it going on. Zac Efron's in it. By the way, I saw the new Iron Claw movie. Crazy. 10 out of 10.
Older with Jeremy Allen White, right?
Is that the guy from the show Shameless?
Yeah, and Bear. Uh-huh.
So
good. I'm thinking Surfer Dude.
I've never seen that.
No, he's freaking out like he's losing his mind because there's no waves for like this extended period of time and he doesn't know what to do with his life.
That sounds like a surfer, dude. You guys got to go see the Iron Claw movie. It's probably the saddest movie I've seen in a very long time, but it very much was like attached to my lifestyle, so I think it like hit. I've never seen anything like it. Like it's the saddest true story film you're probably ever going to watch.
I might try to get some tickets for tonight or tomorrow.
I've only gone to two movies since COVID's hit, Maverick and this. And I
wish I
would have
seen Maverick in theaters.
Oh, it was never so good.
What?
I've seen it, but I didn't get to see it in theaters. And I wish I would have because the surround sound would have been epic.
Dude, I'll put it this way. As soon as the credits started rolling, I was like, I think I'm going to go get another thing of popcorn and sit down and watch this shit again.
Yeah, dude.
I was ready to buy another ticket and watch it on the next showing.
I think Tom
Cruise is the greatest action star ever.
Yeah.
I think Dwayne Johnson destroyed movies for me. Like, his movies just progressively got worse and worse. And because I have an attachment to Dwayne Johnson, because, like, his movies in the beginning were epic.
Yeah, like
they just kept on getting worse and worse, and then all of a sudden I was like, dude, I drove like an hour to get to this movie, and this movie sucks.
Remember the conversation we had about Dwayne Johnson where you said he was like 5'7", 5'8"?
He's not that big.
He's tall. He's taller
than
you.
No, he's not, dude. Yes, you guys are just believing this propaganda bullshit. You're like, it says it on Google, it must be true.
No, how tall is Dwayne? I think he's like 6'3". I don't think he's 6'5".
I don't even think he's that tall, to be honest.
6'5".
Arnold's not 6'5".
They used to say Arnold's 6'2", dude. Arnold's like best 5'11". Best.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart's 5'2".
Kevin Hart's 5'3".
Did any of you guys do the 12-day of Christmas workout that we set up? Because we only had two people finish it in under sub 30.
Yeah, I did like 36.
I wasn't able to do it.
How bad is your wrist?
I still can't move it. Like, I still can't, like, go backwards with it. I can't go to the left side with it. It doesn't work, so we're gonna hopefully.
I know what I'm getting you for Christmas.
What's that?
Shake weight.
Yeah. Rhymes with flashlight.
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
It's flashlight.
Don't worry, I got the stranger. No.
Alex, have you worked out once since the the challenge? Like a real workout, not like a riding home in the middle of the night and on your bicycle.
I stopped working out like mid-October.
Wow.
Unless you count Battle Bunker.
I really, out of curiosity, this is not a dig at you at all. I want to get into the psyche of people that don't work out. And we are a fitness company. And like, I'm trying to really understand people. Like, so do you ever like wake up in the morning and just like look in the mirror or anything and just say to yourself like, hey, I wish I had like bigger arms or I had better abs or any of this kind of stuff?
I think I look pretty good.
No. I'm asking you. It's not an insult. It's a true curiosity.
It's a healthy, emotional understanding of yourself.
I've been pretty happy ever since last summer when I, you know, started skating again. That's the one thing is I'm having trouble doing my own sport. Trying to figure that out with my knee, but as long as I, you know, do something, I think I'm in good enough shape for myself.
Like, do you ever hear about how, like, people, when they get injuries, like, you're supposed to do all this rehab work around it? Like, do you ever think about, like, maybe, like, doing structural stuff to make your body stronger so you can rollerblade?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm supposed to do some knee workouts, and I haven't been doing them.
I really don't like doing them.
They're so annoying.
Imagine how much better you would be at rollerblading if you lost a few pounds and got, like in shape. Your knee would take off a lot of that load and you would feel better. Once I started losing weight, my knee started getting better. I was like, oh, this is great. But
I mean, I was over 210 pounds when I worked at the university, mm-hmm. and now I'm 200 pounds. So a lot less than I used to be. In high school, I was 175. So I think I'm in pretty good shape. I was down to 189 when I was working as a skater. But that's just 10 pounds.
10 pounds is huge though.
But do you have like an urge at all? Like you're like, man, I want to like lift some weights today or maybe go for a run, or does that not pass through your brain at all?
I mean, I feel like I'm so busy with work that I just don't prioritize it, but you know, I do like running, but I don't think about it and crave it.
I truly look forward to the day where I retire and I don't have to train anymore. I'd love to go to exercise. Like I'd love to go to a yoga class. That would be nice.
I can see you doing some yoga. Yeah.
God, I would love it, dude. My body is so stiff. Like last night we were having Christmas dinner and there was a baby there and the baby was just taking its foot and putting it in its mouth. I was like, there's no amount of money that you could pay me to try to get that to work. I cannot put my foot near my mouth. Like the baby was so flexible, he could put it around his head if he wanted to. There's nothing I can do. I am so tight and broken as a man.
Yeah, it's crazy to see what they do at that age. They sit down and then they sit butterfly style and their knees are on the ground.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And then they just lean forward and like touch their bellies to the ground to grab something. And they just sit back up and you're like, what the fuck? Like, actually, yeah. When my son was like started walking, and he would just squat down into a full depth squat and just play there for like 20 minutes and then just stand up like he wasn't down there for 20 minutes and just get up and walk across the room. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to try to do everything he does. Mm-hmm. I didn't last 15 minutes.
Nuts.
Yeah, dude, I can't it'd blow my knees out. So I had to go to that rehab in the woods and we had to like, you don't get chairs. Like you have to like actually like level up in the rehab out in the woods so you can get one of these little chairs that kind of like fold open. You sit in it and it kind of like suspends you there. Otherwise, you have to sit down on the ground. And I just remember it being so painful because you had to sit crisscross applesauce like when you were a kid. And yeah. I was broken. Like it took me weeks to adjust to. And we had to sit down in the dirt all the time.
So new house training camp coming up.
What's that?
A new house training camp coming up. It's just a week or 2 weeks of just nothing but
squatting, just sitting. I
would love nothing more than being able to have like a location where people came out to camps and we ran camps for like, you know, weeks at a time. I would have so much fun digging holes, climbing trees, fire pits, missions down to the lake. I think adults need this kind of shit because I think so many people are just spending so much time on this and like completely have lost connection with humanity and also just like being outside. I think that's probably like the next big extension of my life. Just so I can get some of these notes on the side. I don't know who A is, but we are going to Manchester. Caleb and I are flying into Manchester. I am supposed to be doing doubles there again, but they have pro weight this time. I hate doubles, but they have pro weight this time, so we're going to go for the record on the doubles pro weight.
Who are you doing doubles with?
I'm supposed to do it with Michael Sandbach, but Michelle Sandbach, but he's one of these kind of people where, like, we've become friends now, but I can't understand our text threads at all. He'll, like, say something, I'll respond back. Oh, wait, look at that. He definitely sent me a really creepy photo. He's coming. All right. Dude, texts are so funny. If any girl got in my phone, she'd be like, what's going on here, Hunter? I'm like, none of your business. Leave us alone.
Yeah, it's no longer when you die, delete my browser history. It's do not let them get a hold of my phone.
Yeah, don't let...
Stay away from the group chat.
My last thing, I could take the gun and put it to myself. I would put the phone over my face and shoot through both so that they couldn't get to both of it. I'm like, no.
You got to wipe it from the cloud first, bro.
You can't see the boys chat. You can't do it.
I know, dude. I really love our Instagram pages these days. You know who's really sad, dude? We've lost Kyle. I mean, I get it. He had a kid. But... all of a sudden, like, really funny memes to Kyle, and he's just gone.
No.
He's gone, dude. Chicks also shave their eyebrows and draw them back on. Dude, this is something I have literally in the notes. I've just come to the conclusion that the internet has been taken over by ugly girls with big butts. It literally is crazy. Like, I cannot stop seeing it now that I've figured this out. It used to be gorgeous girls with big, voluptuous boobs that used to own the world. Like, you know, like all of the ads were these really good looking pretty girls with tits. And now that I look at my phone, like when you see the grid, it's like all of these girls and stuff like that. But when you actually click on the picture, you're like, wait a second, you're not that pretty. You just got a big butt.
The butterface has taken over.
It has completely changed the world, dude. Ugly girls with big butts. You know what did it, dude? Was Lululemon tights. Like the tight trend has completely taken us where I used to look at boob line up to the eyes. Like that was the grid of seeing a woman really. And now it's like literally from your belly button down. Like now the tights actually come up over the belly button. So it's literally from like belly button to knees. Like that's it. Like I when I see girls in high rocks, I don't even see their face anymore. You just kind of pay attention to their butts as they run by. But I'm just being straight up.
I've always been like that, though. I remember being, like, in junior high. Like, she's got no butt. No. I've been a butt guy.
I know,
but
something crazy has happened. He shaved his tash and kicked out of the boys' club. That's true.
Kyle's gone.
Yeah, Kyle is gone. I love how passionate you are about the subject. Dead on. Listen, I'm not like, passionate about it. I just, like, something's happened. It's been a shift. And
it's the beginning. It's the beginning of a newborn man. Like he just went on his own with his company. Mm-hmm. He's got a newborn and now he's solo with his own company.
Yeah.
Oh, Kyle. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it takes, dude. That's what it takes is insanity. I think everybody who's listening to this right now should go right now on your phone and go buy the audiobook about Elon Musk. Like if you really want to, you may not agree with who he is. There's some things he's definitely done wrong. But if you want to understand what it takes to move mountains, like just listen to this book. And it's fascinating. Like I have to pause and think about it. And then I'll play it again like an hour or two later. Like I usually listen to books on tape while I'm riding my bicycle, but my brain will drift in and out of the book. This one is so mind-blowing. You're just like completely put back on your heels. You're just like, how the hell... He's sitting there driving his car. He goes, man, I don't like traffic. He calls his top engineer. He goes, he's sitting there with his engineer. He's like, hey, cities are designed in, cities are 3D, but they're designed in 2D. He's like, what? He goes, I want to start making tunnels under the cities. So he buys literally two gigantic tunnel devices and starts digging tunnels underground. Hmm. Like he literally is one of these kind of people who has a thought, takes an action, gets a result. And if someone tells him the result's not possible, he either fires them or goes to court or something like that. And most of the time he succeeds. I've never, like, it kind of reminds me of that Magellan book that I was telling you guys about. Like, they refused to let him have a boat or go exploring, and he kept on fighting with everybody until he got a boat. He was like, the world is not flat, and he was the first person to go around it, and he didn't even know if it wasn't flat or not. It's honestly one of the best books.
I don't know. You might get some people that are flat earthers riled up on this subject.
Dude, I was listening to an interview with Rampage Jackson, and he was the one who was – he literally was just saying that the world was flat. I don't care if you think the world is flat or not. Like, it doesn't bother me. It's not going to change my life. None of my businesses or my lifestyle is dictated by whether or not the world is flat or not. If it was, like, if I sold navigation equipment, I'd be pissed. Yeah, that's the book. All
right.
By the way, speaking of navigation equipment, I think I'm going to throw out my Garmin. I'm done with these things. It's the biggest piece of shit.
What's it doing?
What's that?
What's it doing wrong?
Like $800. They die all the time. For some reason, it never ends up connecting to my heart rate monitor. This thing is the most advanced model yet, and it's the most confusing one. If you guys recognize how that's happening with technology, the more advanced things get, the more complicated they are to enjoy.
When did you get that? The Garmin Fenix 7?
This is a Garmin Fenix 8, a 7 Sapphire Solar. So it charges itself, everything. Austin gave it to me, and it was a very generous gift of him to give. But it's
call
the most
them in. They're warranty. I've warrantied them religiously.
Really?
Same. Yeah, all the time, dude. I literally have gone through – that's how I ended up with this one. It's a 955, so it's like the previous model than the current one. But I started with like a 920-something, and I just I run through heart rate straps and sweating them out, these, and they don't work. And I just email them all the time, and I'm like, all right, we'll send you another one. All right, we'll send you another one. And I've done it to the point where the last model that I had, they were like, it's a discontinued model, so we'll send you the newest one.
Really?
Yeah, dude, I warranty the shit out of them.
That's good company, then. Maybe I'm being a jerk.
Yeah, no, I mean, to each their own, but I'm just saying the reason why I just stick with Garmin is because every time that something stops working or has a one singular hiccup, they'll troubleshoot it, and they're like, okay, sounds like it's not working. We'll get you another one.
Yeah, I did the same thing whenever mine wouldn't track on a treadmill. Like, I would start a treadmill run, I'd run for a mile, and it would say I was like 0.01 miles in. I was like, the hell's going on? Contacted Garmin, they looked at my recent activity, and they're like, yeah, something's wrong, we're going to send you another one. I was like, awesome.
And what's great is they'll give you two different options. Like, you can either send yours in and wait for the next one, or you buy the new one, and then they'll send it to you, and then they'll send you the return box label. You send your other one back, and then they refund your money. It's basically just like a deposit to get it sooner, so you're not without a watch.
What did you guys end up asking Santa for Christmas? Like, what's the best thing for a person in fitness to get for Christmas?
I got a Garmin watch. I'm not wearing it right now, but you're going to have to show me.
Sorry, dude. I didn't mean to rag on your Christmas gift.
No, I got that for Christmas. But
that's an awesome gift.
That's a really good gift.
I've always loved Garmin watches. Like, that's all I've had for years, and I've had no issues with them. And if I did, they'd send me something new.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what would you ask Santa for Christmas?
I asked for a stack of Builder, and I got it. It's just not here yet.
I just got mine. It's in the back. I hope to God they didn't fucking throw those out. I would shoot somebody. Is Builder in Germany as a company? Yeah, we just go to builderinternational.com, David Lynch, Corelistics.
And buy pre-strength times 2 and hydro.
I can honestly say I got off Strength X2 for a while because I was too big, and now I'm down to 203, so I've lost about 12 pounds. And I'm back on it, dude, and I feel like a freaking titan, dude. I was ripping weight off the ground, beast mode.
Yeah, I found that because of how long my sessions are, like if I'm just doing like a two-hour ride, like on the trainer, I will put a half a scoop of Strength Times 2 per hour to get the 5 grams, and that mixed with the hydro, dude, it's.
Yeah. I took 5 scoops during Hypercon game.
Shit.
Day 2. Like, it was over a period of time. It wasn't like all at once, but it was like over a 5-6 hour period. But I was just taking
a lot of creatine.
I felt like a superhero going into some of those events.
Holy shit. I took 25 grams of creatine today. What the fuck?
It is really interesting how in the market, like I will sit there and talk to most people. Like Alex, being that you're not much of a fitness person, like when you and your friends talk about like working out at all, if you do, do you guys, like, do you guys ever mention supplements or is like multivitamins? Like, do you even know what creatine is?
I feel like that's something just people in their 30s are getting into. But in my 20s, definitely not. Nothing. It's just beer.
I feel like there's this gym era, though, like the Sam Sulek guy and stuff like that. Like, these young guys, these really young guys are super into the gym.
That's funny you mentioned Sam Sulek. What was the dude? He passed away a couple of years ago.
Rich Piana.
Rich Piana. Sam Sulek is like the replacement for him.
Rich Piana was way more gangster. But
I'm just mean like for the new age, like he shoots it straight. He doesn't talk about it, but he doesn't hide from it about like certain, you know, supplements and stuff like that. But he's just very real. And I think that's why I actually like him in a way where he's the new Rich Piana for like the modern time.
Isn't he 20 years old?
He's like 22 years old, man, but he talks like he's been in the game for 15 years. Like he's like this old head bodybuilder. I don't compete. I'm just in it for the, you know.
Nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think people are just really loving like the authentic version of filming, like the vlogging style. So interesting how the vlogging lifestyle is just such a trend and it's such like a, I don't know, transparent and relatable thing. And he doesn't really use fancy stuff at all. He just puts one of those audio clips on his hat, mic clips on his hat, and he puts a camera in the corner and just lifts. And his form, like it's not like he's doing anything crazy. He's just doing like pumpy squats with 5 plates on it.
Yeah, he does very bodybuilder style exercises.
Yeah.
He's trying to better himself.
I mean, he's huge.
I think what happened was he went through a really bad breakup and he just got buff.
Revenge body, bro.
Yeah, it is.
I can honestly say at that age, that's all I cared about, though. I bought the book, The 4-Hour Body. I started to get into the high-intensity training methods by Mike Mentzer. And we were taking every single supplement you could get a hold of. I was dumping all of my money into it. We were taking pictures in the gym when it was like 1 or 2 pixels per picture. It was so bad. And we had flip phones at the time.
Yep.
And
that were this
big. It was the same exact thing. It's just it's so much easier to document and post about now.
Remember NL Explode? That was
yes.
Yeah. That was probably my favorite thing to take at that age. It was like, let's get jacked.
I want to know, I'm just going to Google, what was the original formula on NXO Explode?
Probably like,
I know they changed it like 3 or 4 times, I think. But dudes were just like taking way too much of it. They're like, oh, 1 scoop doesn't work anymore. I'm at 2 scoops. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. Okay.
You're going to blow your heart out.
Well, I think the thing is it had like a meth type product inside of it that was making it
made by
so nuts. Okay, here we go. 36 calories. So
I'll be honest, I was 10 years old when I found out NO Explode had calories.
Me too. No, I didn't either.
it's interesting. Well, it's the 9 grams of carbohydrates. So I think it's this. Oh, my creatine. It only has 20,500 milligrams of this blend. And I think the glycerol hydrate, glycerol has always been really good. Phospholectrite replacer, entropic explosion, tornosine. I think it's this methyl. Gosh.
So it doesn't tell you everything.
methyl exanthine.
It's hidden in proprietary blend.
Yeah, it's hidden in the proprietary. That's so funny. Yeah.
I'm trying to read it. I don't know.
I love that. Take, it's like proprietary
blend. 2 to 3 scoops. This is crazy. 2 to 3 scoops.
What?
And age 12 ounces. That's the crazy you can part. Power, about it.
Dude, you could power up a rhino with 3 scoops of that shit.
I know, dude. This is so crazy. Damn. 2 to 3 scoops of those 20,000 milligrams.
I used to do half a scoop on big days when I would train, when I would do it. And I wouldn't do it every day in the gym. I would only use it twice a week.
There's apparently people selling the original Jack 3D for $2,000.
Like, holy!
I buy it right now.
I mean, dude, I never tried Jack 3D. Like Inno Explode is so probably good.
Jack 3D.
Yeah, it was. I was probably mid 20s, like early to, like, you know, 23 to 25 when I just basically went away from pre workouts and just started carbing up hard before heavy lift days.
Yeah.
And I just lift so heavy that I would need a nap afterwards. I'd be like, okay. And then just boom, carbs. And
if you guys want like the sickest pump ever, take creatine, citrulline, beta alanine, and about 40 to 50 grams of carbohydrates. And if you sounds go like into the gym and here. Go crank that and then end up tanking, you know, continue to sip carbohydrates as you work out, you'll have the greatest workouts. Yeah.
Sounds like my standard, even my endurance sessions.
I figure
preload with half a scoop of strength times two and a half a scoop of builder and beta alanine. And I take in about 60 carbohydrates. And then while I'm on the bike, if it's an easy day, about 40 to 60 carbohydrates an hour. If it's a hard day, about 80 to 100 carbs an hour. Plus hydro and everything else. And then post-workout is minimum easily 100 carbs and another scoop of hydro just to replenish electrolytes.
Yeah. I'm getting fat listening to this entire ingredient list. All right, guys, I got to get this because we're literally going to get up on the hour mark here. So first of all, what are you guys doing for New Year's? And then second of all, everyone has to give me at least one thing that they plan on doing in the New Year's that's going to be their big goal.
Well, I'm doing a 5K. In LA on New Year's.
Nice.
My plan. And well, something like fitness changes in the new year. Is that what you're saying?
Anything.
I did get a home gym recently, so I want to get better at pull ups.
Was it a total gym? Chuck Norris style?
Total Body 1000.
Just a bunch of random gear and on my deck.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like this. So, Ryan, we haven't heard much from you today. What are you doing for New Year's, and what's your biggest goal of the 2024?
I will probably try the 12 Days of Christmas again and try to get a lower time. And for next year, I'd like to beat my 139 half marathon pace. I did at 30 when I was 30 years old. My best time was 1 hour 39 minutes.
For the half marathon?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, speed. we're going for like what, 132, 133? Yeah.
Sure.
My very first half marathon, I think I ran a 142. That was 2013, 14. The very first one, I was like, I have no idea how to pace this.
Oh yeah, I forgot I'm beating Ryan in a Hyrox in
2024. Oh shit.
Call it out.
52 of the year, the shit talk begins for the new one.
I'm pumped about that.
No.
Holy shit.
Parker, what about you, bud?
I'm actually at the beginning of the year, I'm helping Dad McStash here with his 100K run. At Brazos River. Kyle.
Dad McStash. Oh. It's 100 miler, dude.
Yeah, 100 miler.
You said 100K.
Yeah, I'm helping him with his crew. Then I've got Amani's coming into Houston. So we're doing doubles for Houston Hyrox.
Really?
Yeah, she's coming in to do Houston Hyrox. So we're going to do team doubles, mixed doubles. And then I've got Ironman 70.3 Texas, April the weekend of April 6th, 7th. And then 20 days later, I've got Ironman Texas. And then I'm trying to get in and see how I can get it funded. It's in Colorado. It's a 3-day, 60-mile trail run. And then
is that expensive?
Yeah, it's like you're camping. Like it's spot to spot stage race.
Is it called the Trans?
Yeah, it's what's the name of his?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I would love to do it. And then if I can get it done, I would love to do Starvation.
Oh, Caleb! I saw Caleb the other day, and he's got it on the cover of his phone, dude.
Yeah, dude, I want to do it so bad.
Caleb, when are you gonna grow a pair of balls and finish that race?
This year,
Caleb, let's go, dude. Come on,
August 2nd. I've already signed up. I signed up the day after.
No shit. Okay.
Because I DNF'd it this year. I got to mile 17 and a half on the run, and my body just shut
down. Yeah. I mean, shit, you never know.
Like, yeah, it just shut down, and it was the nutrition going into the run. Like, I felt great going into the run.
Yeah.
Made about 6-7 miles into the run. I was like, okay, I'm getting a little fatigued. Had my water, had the rest of my nutrition. I was like, okay, we're going to see someone in the next couple miles so I can like refill.
Yeah.
It wasn't the case. 10 miles later is when I actually saw someone. So I was out of nutrition, out of water for almost 10 miles. And it just wasn't there for me. Now going into my New Year's resolution, my training for Starvation starts January 1st. I've got my treadmill in here. It goes up to 40% incline. I'm just going to hike on it. Got my bike, got both bikes in the living room ready to go. And I'm just going to hammer it. January 1st is when all that kicks off. And then August 2nd, that's my big goal for 2024.
That's dope.
Physically. Like,
do you still weigh 255?
Do what?
Do you still weigh 255?
No, I'm down to 236 right now. But I'm going to get down. But January 1st.
I got on the scale the other day at 255. I don't even know how that's possible.
I was 245. 245 with jeans and boots on.
Okay.
But that's my competition goal this year. That's like, it's been on my mind since the DNF, because that was the very first race I've ever DNF'd. So it's, and then they moved Rally in the Valley to the same date as Starvation. I called Matt. I was like, hey man, I can't come to Rally. I have to finish this race. So that's like a big goal of mine this year. And you better.
Rally in the Valley is becoming a popular event.
It is.
I think the documentary for Battle Bunker is supposed to come out December 30th.
Really?
Yeah. So you guys are going to get to see yourself being celebrities on television. He actually did a really good job.
Trans Rockies. That's the company. Trans Rockies running.
Let's look at this thing real quick.
Speaking of Battle Bunker. Hey, Alex, you got that video of me yet?
Oh, getting called out.
Hey, Alex, do y'all have the skates ready to be sold? Alex, y'all have skates ready?
I've been asking Alex.
No. Oh, man.
No, because my so son close. Just got some rollerblades for Christmas, and now he wants my wife and I to get some. So I'm like, okay, well, I know where I'm going to get mine.
I mean, I can recommend some that you'd probably like. You wouldn't. The ones I'm making are pretty advanced. I don't think you'd need those.
I just need them to skate around on, dude. But I was going to support your company. But fuck it. If you don't want me to buy your shit, then I won't.
Yeah. No. Screw you, man.
You can spend half the money on a nice setup. I'd rather have you have a good time.
All right.
That's thanks, fair. Though.
I just need to go fast and look cool. That's all I was worried about. I wasn't worried about doing the tricks.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'll send you some links. Tell me your shoe size, and I'll
13.
Find something. 13? Okay.
Yeah. The probably a 12 in skates, though.
Starvation. You see that, Hunter?
What's that?
The comment, the Beater Boys will be participating in Starvation this year.
No that, shit. I'm very pumped about. You know, I want to start hosting all of these events you guys are seeing, like the Trans Rockies and stuff. Like, that's what I want to start doing in Crestline. There's a vertical K up to Monument Peak, which is impossible to find. Get that going. Dude, you can run from my Lake Silverwood, where we always jump in the water. You can run all the way to Big Bear, and it's a 100-miler. Like, that's really? Another epic thing.
Let's do it.
Do you have to start out going up the butt crack and running across the ridge?
No, that would be dope, though. I actually brought a couple years ago when I went hiking with Katie and Kyle after my 2022 World Championships. I took them up that, and they were so pissed at me. They're like, "Let's go around the lake," and I was like, "No, we're going up the crack." And they wanted to kill me. They wanted to kill
Hunter's
me.
Hunter's motto of life: going up the crack.
They didn't forgive me. They didn't forgive me for days. Like, we were out there. They were both broken souls. I was flourishing. I was so excited.
It's such a hard climb.
It is a really hard climb. But there's that. And then I want to do a swim run championship where you start out in Lake Arrowhead, you swim across Lake Arrowhead, then you run through the mountains, then you swim across Lake Silverwood, and then you run up through the mountains, and then you finish with at Lake Gregory. And I literally, like, that'd be a swim run race. Like, there's so many opportunities up in the crest. Up in the crest, dude. I think that would be literally my goals for 2024. Like, obviously, I'm going to go race High Rocks. Like, I just want to destroy people. I don't even want to enjoy myself. I want to destroy people. And I think, like, the thing for me is I'm just going to have a decision making where I'm basically write things down, and I'm like, this choice either is going to take me the direction I want to go, or I'm not going to do it at all. So that's, like, a big part of what I do next year is just kind of trimming the fat. Like, I really have got one of these ADD brains, which has been a beautiful lifestyle, but I'm just at the point where it's like, sometimes I catch myself over here, then over here, then over here. And it's like a zigzag line to go forward. I think I can clean that up. Like, last year, 2 years ago, I did, like, Go Ruck Games. I did a Spartan race, a High Rocks, the Go Ruck Games, another High Rocks, and then High Rocks. Last year, I tried paddling, and then I went all into High Rocks. This year, it's just all High Rocks. There's nothing else. And I'm wondering what the hell is going to happen if I just give myself that 100% focus. Because right now, I was still paddling in a boat last year. So I'm pumped about this. Cy just dropped us $1.99. We still don't know where this money goes.
We have collected it, and it has been deposited in the bank account from this month and last month.
Really?
Yes, sir.
We don't even know where the stuff goes. Marshall. Marshall's the biggest B-I-T-C-H that we've got in our following. Marshall got absolutely paved over at Battle Bunker. Marshall, one of my goals for 2024 is to watch you be more of a man. I had a hard time watching you get your ass handed to you so badly. I don't know if he's...
It was very embarrassing for him. I loved it for him.
Marshall, how are you so strong and you just got pounded by those dudes? Like, I just did a double a power clean into a clean pull into a power clean at 255 yesterday, and I was like, that's pretty good. Like, you know, I'm still doing all my other stuff. Marshall's doing like 315, no problem. So 60 more pounds and moving it like it's a biscuit. And you let men drag you all over the place, Marshall. As a friend,
running across that field.
Yeah. Ben Carr, as far as 2024 goes, we plan on definitely having training camps, and we've got a lot of stuff going on in the mountain category. There'll be stuff coming up. Guys, we're coming up to the end of the hour. Is there anything else you guys want to share? I'm trying to go through the notes here. I can't believe, man, I actually put in the notes, have ugly girls with big butts taking over the internet. I had that thought go through my head this morning. I was like, what the hell is happening? All right. You guys all good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I think 2024 is going to be a good year overall, not only physically and performance-wise, but I think for the business. I'm ready to get everything rocking and rolling on it.
Yeah, I'm excited to announce this. I don't know, you know, at this point, probably the end of the show, not as many people listening, but we are launching what we have is the – I'll make a soft announcement here that we're launching – our house affiliate programming. It's for fitness racing. So if you guys are into High Rocks, Decafit, any of this kind of stuff, I've been traveling around doing the sport for now almost 6 years. And at the growth that it's reached, there's gyms all over the world putting athletes through this. And you can see there's like really communities building up, and they're all going to these races, and they all are really excited about the competition aspect. And as I've seen, other than the fact that there's people with online programming and one-on-one, there's nobody really taking a focus on the education and improvement and the experience of what's going on in the sport. And I have all these certifications, all this education, just through field experience rather than lab experience. And I've got this awesome team. And I said to myself, I was like, you know what? We're going to start building up an affiliate program where we can literally educate people from the inside of their gyms and help explain to their communities and coach them, focus, build them up so they can compete to the best of their ability. So if you guys are interested in that and you want to become one of our affiliates, we're definitely picking and making it a top tier experience. We're keeping the numbers more limited. It's not one of these kind of toss away. You get like a napkin with some programming on it kind of thing. It's definitely going to be high level stuff. And it's going to be a special experience if you guys get accepted into the program. So more information about that, reach out to Caleb if you want information. If you can't get a hold of me, you know, there's other people on the team you can get a hold of, but I'm very excited. That's a big part of 2024.
I'm excited for it. We're going to take over. I'm going to take over.
All right, guys, I've reached that P point where I got to go. So guys, I'll catch up with you soon. I'll shoot you all messages, and, guys, enjoy the new year. We'll see you guys on the other side.
See you soon.
See you guys.
Later, boys.
Bye.
Caleb, I need...